I'd take her out.
You and I need to go to Bennigan's.
Maybe late night IHOP.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most rankled podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy.
Rankled?
Yeah, it's like rustled.
Rankled?
Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, my friend Tyler and I have been using that word, and I kind of thought we made it up. But then I heard Spoonie use it in video, so.
Oh, all right.
It's real!
I was like, oh my god, it is real.
I've been hearing the word tussled a lot lately.
Tussled?
Yeah, like, you want to tussle?
Like, what is it, 1930?
Yeah, I went over to a friend's house, and him and his kid were using that lingo. They're like, we're going to tussle. And I'm like, oh. Because he came up to me. He's like, you want to tussle? And I'm like, no. I don't. You caught me off guard with that word.
Fuck yeah, I'll tussle. Ding, ding, ding. Wham.
Sorry about that. Every time I laugh, I cough.
Oh,
so this
wow.
is going to be a very coughy podcast.
Oh, jeez.
I'll try and keep it under control as best as possible. It's just the leftover of whatever the fuck is going around. Like, I feel fantastic body-wise, health-wise, I'm good. I just have this leftover just fucking cough. It sucks.
Yeah, I got a sunburn. See that?
Holy shit. What'd you do?
I was putting together a shed. I was out there longer than
I thought. How was that?
Putting together YOLO? Shed. YOLO. You know, it was great at first, and then it really sucked.
Were you helping your dad, or was it just you?
I was helping my dad.
Okay.
Because we looked at it, and we're like, it said, please allow up to 2 days for construction. My dad does this all the time, and now he has me helping him. We're like, okay, yeah, 2 days, whatever. Well, we get through, there were 16 steps. We get through, like, 8 of them, like, right away, like, 2 hours in.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, oh, this is easy. And then we went to lunch, and we came back. And then
Where'd you go to eat?
The Loose Moose.
Oh, that's some good food there.
Yeah, they're...
What? You didn't have a good time?
That is the most redneck fucking place. It is. It's just like, yeah. I saw a guy with a mullet and a General Lee shirt.
Ooh.
Not joking.
Ooh, nice.
And there were many people like him.
Oh.
He was their leader, though, I guess.
The leader of the Loose Moose.
Yeah. But, I mean, the food was fine.
They have awesome football deals there. If you buy a bucket of beer... which I think is 5 or 6 bottles. You can get penny wings, like unlimited penny wings.
Oh, wow.
And they're good wings.
Wow.
One time me and my buddy each had like 30. But we were also pretty fucking smashed too by the end. Because it was like a max of, I think, 20. So you could get 20 cents, 20 wings for every bucket you buy. So he would buy a bucket and we'd split 10. I would buy a bucket, we'd split 10. And so we got smashed.
That's hilarious. But yeah, when we came back from lunch, we got through like 3 more steps in about 4 hours. Like, ugh. It was just a pain in the ass. And the sun was right above us. There was no escape from the sun.
What day was this?
Saturday.
I'm trying to think of what Saturday was like weather-wise.
It was warm and humid and sunny.
Nebraska.
And then it stormed later at night.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, there was no fucking escape from the sun. All right. So that's how I got sunburned.
I saw Star Trek yesterday.
Nice.
Fantastic movie.
Awesome.
My only, and it's not even like a gripe. It's just, it's something I would have wished. I would have wished for more like ship-to-ship fighting.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lack of that. And I thought that shit looked so cool in the first movie when the ships were just going back and forth. But other than that, it was a fantastic movie. Good movie. I'd recommend it.
I saw Iron Man 3 recently.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it.
Better than the second?
Yes.
Yes, way better than the second.
Yeah, better than the second. I wanted more Iron Man.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Tony Stark running around with a gun.
It was kind of like the third Batman movie. There was not a lot of Batman.
Yeah.
A lot of Bruce Wayne. Not a lot of Batman.
Yeah, but it was still pretty good, though. I liked it.
And what'd you think of the ending? Like, once it ended, I was like, so how are they going to do this in the Avengers then? The next Avengers.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too. Yeah. It's like, We gonna just ignore what happened there?
Yeah, we. That's like integral to him.
I read something that Marvel Studios was talking about, like Phase 3.
Oh, Jesus.
Movies that they want to create, like superheroes, that they want to see in on the screen. One was Ant-Man.
I know that's a big one. And the director of Shaun of the Dead's behind that.
Nice.
Yeah, Edgar Wright.
They wanted to make a Hulk movie with Mark Ruffalo in it. He was good as the Hulk in the
Avengers. He's I think the best Hulk. I really liked Edward Norton, but
I think Mark Ruffalo was Buff the best. Ruffalo's well, because good Edward Norton looked like a badass when he wasn't the Hulk.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo doesn't. And that's the thing. When Hulk's not the Hulk, he's not a badass.
And then when they modeled the Hulk after him too, that Hulk looked good.
Yeah, so those were good. And the other one was Doctor Strange.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
What did you think of the twist in it in Iron Man 3?
The twist of the Mandarin thing.
Yeah. It really like it happened and I'm like I don't like this.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good movie, good action, the special effects were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I also wish at the end where you got to see a bunch of different types of Iron Men, the different suits.
Yeah.
I wish I would have got more time seeing the suits.
Yeah, it was really a lot of like
it was real quick, like a suit would fly by and you're like, "Oh, what suit was that?"
And then when he would go into the different ones, it would not be for that long. So it was just like, "God damn it."
Yeah, he'd get like the foot of one and then like launch it or something, you know. The one I really got a good shot of was the Hulkbuster suit.
Yeah.
That's the one, dude. That's the Hulkbuster.
Yeah. That was the one that, like, lifted that or caught it or whatever. Uh-huh. All right. That was a cool suit.
Yeah.
But
that, I mean, it was pretty good, even though the story was just kind of like, you were like, why?
Yeah. It is definitely better than the second, though, I will say that.
Yeah, definitely.
They, like, Whiplash had so much promise, and then he was just not in it that much.
I want my bird.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I want my bird.
This is not my bird.
What else? I currently have a mystery foot injury.
Really?
Yeah, I've been limping for a couple days.
Oh, did you get it from the shed?
I don't know. I don't know where I got it. It was
age.
It was pre-shed. It started the morning going to the shed. I noticed it, but it's not bruised.
Chip did it.
Nothing. Oh yeah, Chip did it. I don't have a bruise. It's obviously not like.
Is it like in your ankle or your foot?
It's kind of like under my heel.
I wonder if you stepped on something that bruised it. Because I've done that a couple times. Like, I'll be walking and just step on something. And though you said you don't know what it's from.
Yeah, so. I really don't know what it's from. But I have a habit of, like, injuring myself and then not.
Especially your feet.
Yeah, and
you're really good at injuring your feet.
And then not thinking it's bad. Like, the time I broke my leg and didn't get it x-rayed for 6 weeks.
Or that time you broke your toe.
The time I broke my toe, I couldn't really do anything about that.
Yeah, though. And like toe breakages, you just kind of let that go, really. Especially the pinky one.
Or the time at work I separated my shoulder and didn't go to the doctor until the next day.
You closed.
Yeah, I closed. I finished working.
Fucking, I can't even believe Randy was like, oh, getting out of here.
Yeah, oops, see you later. No workman's comp for you, get out of here. So I don't know if, like, maybe I did step on something. And I didn't think it did anything, but later, kind of rearing its ugly head. I wonder if it's like a stress fracture or something like that.
Maybe. Or a minute one.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow.
Ooh.
So that'll be nice. Sit there, wait for an x-ray for 6 hours.
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. All right, Andy.
Yes.
Andy Bandy.
Yes.
You want to get into gaming news?
Sure.
All right.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
You know what's coming up Tuesday?
Is it the Microsoft conference?
It's the Microsoft conference.
This Tuesday? I have it off.
Do you?
Yep.
It is at, I believe, noon our time.
I'll be sleeping.
No, 10, maybe.
No, I'll wake up and just check. Joystick.
Oh no, it was fucking noon Pacific, so that is 10 our time.
Yeah,
that's an early ass conference.
Yeah,
for the Xbox.
I have to do get up early and
Xbox.
The next box 720 Infinity.
No, just Xbox Infinity is fine with me.
That would be a cool name.
Yeah, But Microsoft's IEB chief, Aaron Greenberg, made a special guest appearance on the latest edition of the Major Nelson podcast, which he took time to talk about the May 21st reveal of the next generation Xbox. He said, quote, We're really going to tell one story across two events. I almost mixed that up. Two stories across one event.
Wait a minute.
There's more.
No. Today's the 19th.
Yeah. About the May 21st.
Oh, for some reason I thought you said 24th. I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
He says, we're really going to tell one story across two events. We're going to start on the 21st, and really that's about revealing the next Xbox platform. So basically what he's saying is everything about the conference will be console specific. It's making it seem like what the console can do, maybe show off the console controller. I don't know. Our vision for the future of games, the future of entertainment, they will be talking about E3. So it sounds like the Microsoft E3 conference is going to be strictly games.
And I've heard and I've seen a lot of rumors that E3 this year is going to be just games. Just games everywhere.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
He does say down here E3 will be all about the games.
Yeah.
They were also saying that this Xbox, they're looking at getting a lot of exclusives. Whereas they didn't really have any before.
They got some, like, right at the beginning, some good ones. And then it just trickled off. And
yeah,
Sony's been rocking some exclusives.
I mean, now think about it. Like, what are... Excluding Gears of War, because that's the first one that jumps in my head. Yeah, Halo. I guess I forgot.
I saw a rumor that Microsoft was going to get the guys who left Infinity War to Respawn Entertainments. Mm-hmm. They were going to get exclusivity to that game.
Sweet.
Which I could see it being Modern Warfare-esque.
What else is exclusive to Xbox?
Forza. I know that's a big one, but that's about it.
Forza. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I know Gran Turismo is a huge-ass game, and a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
I just can't get into them.
I could never get into racing games either.
Like I do like a Need for Speed every now and then, but that's about it.
The last racing game I really liked, I guess the last car racing game I really liked was Burnout Revenge.
Burnout Revenge. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Burnout Paradise?
I didn't like it. Oh, okay. I really didn't like Burnout Paradise. The whole, you're always in one city. I like the whole, here's the track, here's the event, go.
Okay.
Whereas it was just
kind of Have you ever
like,
played Most Wanteds?
I haven't.
Those are pretty good. I enjoy them. Except they really... The first Most Wanted on the PS2, I love. The customizability they gave you was simple yet deep. Mm-hmm. And then on the newest one, it was just like, oh, switch out your engine. That's cool. Tune it a little bit. That's fine.
That sucks. The only racing game I really like playing now is Hydro Thunder.
Oh, Hydro God Thunder Hurricane. Good.
Yeah,
that pisses me off that that's an exclusive on the Xbox because... Fuck, I love that game.
I love it. I'm surprised how big of a following it has because I can go on and find a match just like anytime. God, it's great.
That game is
Leaper
so
and
fun.
I will get on sometimes and open up a match and you know, people will start filling up. And...
That is so goddamn fun. I love that game.
I know. That game's fucking fantastic. Batman Arkham Origins will allow you to play as Deathstroke.
I don't like that it's a new developer.
You don't like that?
It's not Rocksteady, and Rocksteady is fantastic. I don't like that it's not the original Batman voice.
Yeah.
And just... It... I don't know. I'm very reserved about it, let me put it that way. I'm very reserved about this Batman game. I want it to be fantastic, and then I heard them also talking about multiplayer, and I'm just like, that's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, they were talking about multiplayer. Now, we don't know yet... If Deathstroke will have maybe his own story, or if it'll just be trials.
I wonder if they'll do it like they did with Catwoman. It was like sort of a story.
Mm-hmm.
It was like half a story.
But to play as Deathstroke, you need to buy DLC.
And that's what they did with the Catwoman.
Yeah. But you can also get the DLC for free if you just pre-order the game.
All right. So they're doing it like Catwoman then.
Yeah.
Which Catwoman was badass. I liked her character.
Deathstroke's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, Deathstroke.
He's pretty awesome in Marvel Heroescape. Dude, our Marvel Heroescape games are getting fucking nuts. It's just huge.
Have you ever played the game Munchkin?
No, but I know Austin has it. And he's played a lot.
That's a fun game. I had a pretty epic game of that last night with a bunch of buddies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a good like 3-hour game.
Yeah, Heroescape's getting to the point where like we'll start a game, and I mean, these are like week long adventures,
dude.
Week or two.
Oh,
because we'll...
That's like a big game of Risk.
Yeah, like basically, I mean, we could make it make it quicker. But what we do is, first of all, we just make the map huge. The map's fucking huge. It takes up a long table. It's like two of these tables.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a long-ass fucking table. There's a lot of standing up and moving around the table because you can't just play what's in front of you, especially with a map of that size. But, you know, we're doing a 3v3 right now, although really it's 3v2 and an extra. Because when my friend Tyler finally moves back here, he's moving back in August.
Oh, nice.
Then we'll be able to somewhat consistently get a 3v3 going on. So right now it's 2's Austin, Stefan versus me, Leaper, and we call it the spirit of Tyler Swanson. Because he's not here, but, you know, he's in spirit.
Why is he moving back?
Just his dad got a house and was like, hey, you want to move back to Omaha?
Oh, all right.
So he has a place to live here. So,
because wasn't he out there because of the military?
He was not anymore. He was in the military, then he got out of the military in September of 2011, and he was living in Fremont. But then his mom is, like, doing some, like, nursing stuff.
Oh, okay.
I hope I'm getting this right, the story right. Because if he's listening to this, he's like, no, she's doing this now. But she sold that house, so he moved down with Courtney, who's in the Navy, in San Antonio.
Who's Courtney?
His sister.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And then now that his dad offered him a place up here, he's going to move back up here in August.
Oh, cool. So. He could join the podcast.
Yeah, he could, really.
Yeah.
I could ask him. But we'll finally get that third host.
Yeah, a year, almost. It almost be a year
later.
I can't believe we've been doing this just two of us for almost a year. It's really flown.
Well, right
actually.
Now it's like been half a year.
Yeah, but it's time's flown.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But yeah, these HeroScape games are getting huge, and like there's six of us, and each of us have like I think 12 characters.
Oh my god, that's huge.
So yeah, so that's a lot of characters. And we've been playing, when we first started playing HeroScape, we played, you have to get into a certain area, and after six rounds, you win, or something like that. But now we're playing, like, Extermination. You got to kill everybody.
Jesus.
Yeah. And so that's what can take a really long time.
So where do you guys play at?
Play at Stefan's house. Okay. Nintendo wants to bring E3 to the public via your local Best Buy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nintendo has also announced that alongside E3, they're going to be doing something unique. Despite not having a press conference, Nintendo is instead bringing E3 to you. There will be 100 locations between the U.S. and Canada to house demos that Nintendo will show off during E3, starting June 11th.
That's actually kind of neat.
So you can go to the Best Buy and try out some of the new Nintendo games.
That's actually pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Have you seen the Ouya, what they're doing for E3?
Yeah, I did see that. You know what?
I don't know.
I don't know why that's not in here. I read it and thought it was hilarious, and then I must have forgot. Yeah, they're going to have an event in a parking lot, like...
Across the street or something
from E3.
Which, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, right across the street.
I've also heard some people have gotten the people that pledge have gotten some consoles already, and they're not saying very good things about the controller.
Really? Oh, yeah, but didn't they do like a halt or something to fix the controller?
I don't know yet, but I do know that when I saw the controller and I saw someone take apart the controller, they got a dev kit, and he basically the whole time he's like, "Why would they do this? Why are they doing that?"
Oh,
yeah. Well, it's like,
at least you didn't buy yours yet.
Yeah, they got funded like 4 times over their goal. And then it looks like they cut corners on the controller.
Hmm.
It's like you guys got 4 times the money you were expecting, and you're going to give us an Xbox 360 D-pad?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It looks just like the 360 C-pad.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like, why'd you give us that shit?
Hopefully they'll fix it.
Yeah, I hope so. This is a great day, Andy.
Why?
Electronic Arts is going to end its online pass program.
Is this from Anal?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, this is from Anal.
Ooh, Anal makes a comeback.
But that's fucking amazing.
That is
EA
nice.
Finally fucking listened to people and were like, you know what? Nobody likes this. Everyone hates it.
You know who's not going to listen?
Who?
Activision.
Yeah,
God
I don't know. If they get to the point where they're the only ones doing it,
they'll probably concede.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft be like, we got something new. We're going to try deal with it and have some problems. You like Uplay? Okay.
Oh, God, Uplay.
I fucking hate Uplay.
It's fucking dumb as hell. It's like every company is trying to create its own network.
Yeah.
And so every game you get, you have to log into some other goddamn network.
And like if I get a new game that uses my Uplay that I've played like 2 years ago, I don't fucking remember my login.
Yeah, like try and follow me here. Like if you were to play the most recent Far Cry game on your PS3, like you could get achievements from Uplay, you could get trophies for PS3, and you could have bought the game through Steam and get fucking achievements through Steam. It's like, how many networks do I need to be connected to for someone to tell me I've done a good job?
It's getting ridiculous.
Kill a tiger. Blip, 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 blip.
I can't see anything.
You've gotten 82 achievements over your 88 networks.
It is getting really bad. I'm glad Steam is still just awesome.
Yeah, Steam's great.
I'm glad just Steam just trucks along and is awesome.
Dude, I cannot fucking wait for Brave New World for Civ. Five.
I haven't watched any. I know they released some new stuff for it.
It's so good.
I hope it's like $20, not like $30 or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It really focuses on culture and adds 9 new civilizations.
That is kind of a lot.
But some of the civilizations they're adding, I don't fucking... Brazil? I don't get it. Brazil?
They're just running out of ideas, probably. You can only have so many iconic and or like... things that people know.
They have not added the Sumerians. They really? Have not added
the
Hittites.
Sumerians would be like the fucking Mayans or something.
The Mayans?
Did I say the Mayans?
I said the Mayans. Sumeria from the Middle East.
My bad.
But they have... Tyler says the same thing to me. They're like, I'll be like, oh, why don't they have the Sumerians? Like, they already have the Babylonians. Doesn't matter. Other civilizations have overlapped in the same area. You can have two civilizations, even though if they're from the same area. You know, especially like Assyria, Arabia, and Babylon. Like they're
all almost the same.
Yeah, they're like almost the same region. I was looking at a map and they completely overlap. So it's like it's not out of the question to have fucking Sumeria or the Hittites or the Goths.
I really wish they would have added religion win though. God damn, I want religion win.
Oh yeah, that economic victory would be sweet.
I love religion. That's so fun. Such a fun mechanic.
But now they're adding Morocco. They're
all
adding
right.
Indonesia.
Okay, I understand Indonesia.
And Poland. Poland's not bad.
Yeah. Poland's, that'd be awesome if they added pirates.
Poland's unique unit looks fucking badass.
Really? What is it?
Oh, it's like a mounted spearman.
Oh, sweet.
They're also adding Portugal, which I thought was weird because Brazil's just Portugal light. So when they added Brazil, I didn't think they were going to add Portugal, but lo and behold,
all right.
Portugal's coming. And they're adding the Zulu.
Oh.
And there's 2 more left, and they've confirmed that 1 will be European. I keep polling for this. I keep saying it's going to be the Goths.
Goths.
Because the Goths were like the number one mod for like months.
That'd be a good one if they had official.
Yeah, and they got a good leader, good civilization, good unique units. You could do a bunch of things with them. And it would be kind of out of left field. It'd be a new one. It would be new.
You know what'd be nice? Adding mods to multiplayer.
That would be sweet.
That would be very nice.
Yeah.
Or at least letting you import custom maps. That would be swell.
Yeah, that would be great too.
Because they can't be that big to download over a connected network. So, yeah.
And then Tyler and I have a bet where I keep saying it's going to be the Goths. I'm so focused on it being the Goths that if it is the Goths, he has to drink a cup of warm Pepsi.
Oh.
And if it's not the Goths, I have to drink a cup of warm Pepsi.
Oh, God. Oh.
He mentioned a couple times he thinks it's going to be the Vandals. But, I mean, fuck the Vandals, you got to be kidding me.
All right.
Goths took down Rome. Can't mess with that.
It'll be interesting.
And then I have no fucking idea what the last one's going to be. Because Europe is the only place.
Canadians!
I have said that a few times. Like, what if it's the Canadians?
I don't know any other ones.
Yeah, I'm really trying to think. Unless the Hittites are...
Is Australia already in there?
No.
Yeah, Australia. Special unit guy riding in a kangaroo with a rifle. And giant flying spiders.
I mean, I think the Hittites might be one.
That would actually be a good one.
Yeah.
What if dinosaurs were one?
Dinosaurs. And that would be cool. That would make sense, I guess. I just kind of wanted to see a newer civilization. Like, that hasn't been in there before. Goths, maybe. Yeah, could be, like, Canada or something like that. That'd be
Canada.
New Zealand. Microsoft phasing out points system.
Yeah!
Technically, New Zealand isn't Civ. Polynesia.
Oh, yeah.
It consists of New Zealand. Yes!
You excited as for you that? Said,
yeah!
It's about goddamn time.
I feel like I've done stories on Microsoft phasing out the point system before, though.
I remember there was like a survey that was like, would you like to do real money transactions?
So I'm kind of waiting until I see it, but from this report, it looks pretty set in stone.
I bet Microsoft points at the beginning was a pretty solid idea.
But yeah, have then, people that have points they can't use.
Yeah.
It's like a gift card. You know, when you get a gift, someone buys you a $100 gift card for something, and then you go out and you spend $95 of it, and then you're thinking, well, it's only $5 on this. What can I get for $5? So that $5 doesn't get spent, so the company just got $5 for free.
That is true.
And that's basically what Microsoft does, except, you know, everyone else has, they've got millions of subscribers, and everyone has like 30 cents sitting in their account, but that builds up.
Yeah.
30 cents that they can't fucking use.
Ha! Ha! That's their plan.
Yeah. So they got our fucking money. NVIDIA Shield launches in June for $350. Pre-orders open May 20th.
I don't know what to think of it.
I almost feel like, I feel like comparing this to the Ouya in a lot of ways, because they're Android-based, although NVIDIA, I guess I wouldn't consider, it's not one of the major console makers, but I guess I wouldn't consider them like, quote, independent, maybe. Yeah. They are kind of a big company.
Yeah, they are pretty big.
But this is much more expensive, but has better potential to be more polished than the Ouya.
Definitely. And it also uses the same graphics processor that are now going in Android phones, the Tegra 4, I think it's called.
And what's really nice about this is you can stream games from your PC to the Shield if you have a GTX 650 GPU or better.
Which, that's an expensive card. That is an expensive card.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a little cheaper by the time that comes out.
It does have 16 gigabytes of internal storage, expandable through an SD card slot in the back.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It has a built-in microphone and GPS, plus a mini HDMI out in the back.
Damn, this thing's loaded.
It does seem pretty loaded.
I wonder if it'll go the way of the PSP, though. Just, hey, it's out. This is a cool piece of technology, kind of a little bit ahead of its time. Eh.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think the Vita was. I think the Vita was a little ahead of its time, and it didn't lock with people.
Yeah. The thing about this, though, is this and the Ouya is, like, I really want to see some, like, I don't know how to put it, support behind independent developers.
You mean, like, we're going to publish on this platform.
Try and do something different and bring, honestly, more consoles into the major console market. Because with three... Is there really that much competition?
No. It's more or less now like a penis show.
Yeah.
Like who's got the bigger wiener?
It just seems that anytime one console does something that is successful, the other two just copy it.
Yeah. So like Xbox will most likely have streaming or will get it.
Yeah.
Did you see they just got a Twitch app? So that could be 360 just got a Twitch app.
A Twitch app?
Yeah, you can watch on. You can't stream.
I'm like, we stream on Twitch.
Yeah. Nope.
Hopefully the next Xbox will.
So yeah, maybe that's what that, I thought. That is, would be. That's that what would, I thought is they already have a Twitch app, so they're in with
it. I would mail my dick to the Queen of England if that happened.
Well, we could have both sides because I'll get a P. I don't know. I'm really on the fence on whether what I'm going to get, really.
If Xbox were to get a Twitch streaming app, that would. Because streaming is honestly what tips it for me, but I think Ustream is a pile of shit.
Really?
Yeah, I have just never liked Ustream. Their layout's ugly. Their streams are. It's hard to find a stream. It's just. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's set up for streaming. It seems like it was set up for people to be on their webcams, and then they kind of jerry-rigged it into a game streaming website.
Okay.
It's like they put a blanket over it and wrote, like, Streaming Clubhouse on it. And then you go inside and you're like, wait a minute, this is Ustream.
It's just there's so much uncertainty that I don't know what I'm going to get, so that's why I'm just holding it till it's like a month away from release dates and things are final.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say I probably won't make a decision on what I'm going to get until...
Would a Twitch streaming seal a deal?
I don't know if it would seal the deal because there are things that can unseal said deal.
True.
Like always on.
I like it. What do you think? What do you honestly think Microsoft's going to do is say? What if they don't even say anything about it? Just,
you know, if they don't say anything about it, I'm going to be kind of worried. Because I feel like if they don't say anything about it, that they might just put it in there thinking like, oh, that's just the way it is.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
Like, oh, that wasn't a newsworthy item. That's just how it is. But at the same time, ever since they had that Twitter fiasco with what's-his-face, I don't remember his name, Adam Orth, I think maybe it was.
That sounds right.
But that maybe they will have to mention it. I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking. If they do mention it, they're going to say it's not always on. But if they don't mention it, it can be always on.
Dude, if they don't mention it, the internet might explode.
Yeah, so if they don't mention it, I'm not saying like it will be always on, but if they don't mention it at all, there's a potential it will be. But I feel like the only way they would mention it in the press conference is if they said it's not going to be always on.
If they do always on, they better not fuck it up. That's all I'm saying. If they're going to do always on, they better not fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like every other company has done with always on.
Yeah. I mean, always on has a bad track record.
Yeah.
So.
Very bad. And they're always like, we didn't expect this amount of traffic. Are you fucking kidding me?
Do a case study every once in a while. Look at something else.
Like Diablo. Do you not know how many fucking people wanted that game? Mm-hmm. And then Blizzard's like, oh, we didn't expect this much traffic. They sold like 2 million copies in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not expect that?
Yeah.
Just fucking, they're stupid. They're stupid when it comes to always on.
Shaq Attack, Second Impact, trademarked for a new game called Shaq Fighter.
Yes. Because isn't Shaq, like he has his own studio or something? Or
yeah, Mine Oh Mine, the company that runs Shaquille O'Neal's official website, filed a trademark for Shaq Fighter. That applies to
yes.
video games, computer software, online games, and action skill games.
Yes, yes, I will play it if it's not too expensive. Like, if it becomes like an iPhone app, and it's like under $5, I'd give it a try.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this one.
I'll hold my regards till I see it.
But, you know, there's a group of people out there that find copies of Shaq Fu and destroy them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mostly led by Screwtech. But we're running out of Shaq Fu's. So it's great that he's creating another game because maybe we'll have more things to destroy.
Is Shaq Fu that bad of a game?
It's pretty goddamn awful.
Have you played it?
I have played it in the emulator, yes.
All right.
All right, Andy, do you want to go into technology news?
See.
Let's do it.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Hey, the annual Google I.O. event has come and gone.
I really should have been more up to date on it.
I really wasn't either.
Yeah, I feel like I let myself down. Like I should know more about it.
I don't feel like I let myself down.
I'm pretty sure it was just Android and Google Glass. I'm pretty sure that's all it was.
Not much about Google Glass.
Oh, really? I was I was expecting them to pimp the shit out of Google
not
Glass.
Not a whole lot of Google Glass compared to Android news. There's basically the breakdown is there was no new Nexus phone, no update for the Nexus 7 tablet.
It's not a Nexus phone, but a Google Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. No new Nexus 11 tablet, but for those willing to shell out $649, there's a modified Galaxy S4 coming soon.
Which, I've heard that the S4, if you were to get the Samsung version, mm-hmm. is absolute shit.
Yeah, they said in June, customers can order a handset through Google Play Store instead of a phone running Samsung's customized TouchWiz software. It will instead run on pure Android like the Nexus 4.
Yeah. Which pure Android's nice.
Mm-hmm. Google essentially boosted Android software without needing to wait for carriers and handset makers to upgrade their software.
Oh, they finally did that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is nice. That has been a long time coming that they've been needing to do that.
The new Hangouts app replaces Google Talk and is Google's effort to unify its messaging platform. The app supports video calls with up to 10 participants.
Damn.
Google also introduced its music subscription and discovery service called Google Play Music All Access for a $9.99 monthly fee or $7.99 if you start a 30-day trial by June 30th. Yeah, kind of. It's just another music streaming service. There's so fucking many now. It's just insane. And gaming got a supercharge in Android as well. Developers can use the new Google Play game service that allows cross-platform gaming complete with achievements and leaderboards.
Cool. I think the biggest exciting thing is the Android update. Mm-hmm. That is something that I've said for... And that is something that has actually kept me away from Android, is the not being able to Google update Android. Right away,
yeah.
Because I like my updates.
Mm-hmm. I think Hangout sounds pretty fucking
Video
call with 10 participants?
I wonder if Skype can't do that. No. Can Skype do that? No, I don't think so.
You can only have so many, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I remember playing Monopoly with people online one time. One of my friends got like a free trial so we could have like six. Huh. So.
But yeah, you don't hear Skype talking about all that. You see, mm-hmm. I'll see like a commercial for Skype, and the most I've ever seen was like four people were on Skype.
Yeah. What I don't like, what I fucking hate about Skype, and I wish they would implement this, is the ability to just mute one person.
They don't have that?
No.
Oh, that's stupid.
I've tried to mute Leaper so many times. Because he's always watching TV, and he's always watching a movie, and you can hear it through his speaker, through his microphone all the time.
That's weird that you can't do that.
So it gives me the option to hang up on him or mute Skype itself.
That's dumb.
But not mute just him.
That's dumb.
Because, yeah, there's so many times where Tyler and I will be talking, and we'll hear explosions in the background and people talking, and it's like... Leaper, turn down your TV, and then he'll be like, I did turn it down. We're like, I don't think you understand, Leaper. We can hear it as much as we can hear you.
What do you mean?
It's like those people on Xbox Live that play music through their headset.
Oh, god damn, I
hate that. That is so annoying.
That's
first of
rude.
All, it sounds like shit.
Would you do that on a fucking phone? You know what? I bet those same people do that shit with phone calls, too. They get a phone call and it's blaring.
Yeah,
and they don't my buddy does that.
Oh my god.
He calls me and it's loud as shit and I have to yell at him to turn it down. I'm like, turn your shit down before I talk to you.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Rage.
But yes, I agree with you. Online gamers that do that fucking piss me off.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that so much.
That's why I don't, even if I play online, I don't use my headset ever.
Yeah, I'm never in game chat anymore. Yeah. I'm either in a party or not wearing my headset. Yeah. There was also, I remember in the early 2000s when, I guess early 2000s, little mid 2000s, when I would be playing like Halo 2 or something. There was a lot of rappers. A lot of people just rapping. It was just weird.
Have you ever, I've had it once where some guy was getting like chewed out by his girlfriend over the PlayStation Network, and you could just hear their whole argument, and everybody in the party's like, this is great.
You know, I've never had anything quite like that. I've had I've had a couple instances that were pretty funny. It was with my friend Tyler. And one time we were playing Halo 2 and the game ended. And the game's over, so he just decided to start shooting up one of our teammates. And his mom gets on the headset. The kid's mom was like, he is 7 years old. You don't need to be shooting him after the game has ended. And I think one of us says, like, why are you letting your 7-year-old play a mature-rated game? Or I guess Halo's rated teen. But still, point still stands. And then this was, like, 2004. This was, like, right after Halo 2 came out. And we're playing online, and it's me, Stefan, and Tyler. And I forget what we're doing. We're playing, like, free-for-all or something like that. I just remember we're playing on Lockout. And this was, like, maybe the first time Tyler's played with us. And he, I guess, didn't have the bright idea to turn his headset from speakers, like, coming through your speakers, to just his headset.
Oh, okay.
And so we're playing, and he's in, like, the living room in his basement, like, where everyone, I remember his house, everyone congregated, like, in that area. So we're playing, and it's getting aggressive, and Stefan said some sort of curse word. I forget what it was. But... then we could hear his mom go, who said that? Tyler, who are you playing with? Who said that? And instead of saying anything like, oh, it was some random guy, he was like, it was Stefan.
Oh, man.
It was Stefan. And then she gets on and she's like scolding Stefan or something. And I was just like, oh, my God. And then I don't know why, but she called my house. But I had the phone with me, so I just ignored it.
Okay. That's random.
But for, like, since then, anytime, like, I don't know, Stefan does something, or like, they're like, oh, hey, who brought the cookies? We'll be like, it was Stefan.
That's good shit.
It is good shit. Amazon has launched its own currency to make it easier to spend on the Kindle.
We should have just stuck with
Amazon
money.
Coins. Now, Amazon coins, one Amazon coin equals one U.S. penny, meaning a 99-cent game will cost 99 coins.
And why don't they just fucking use money?
And a $1.99 app will cost 199 coins. And
why don't they just use money?
I don't know. It says by converting coins to pennies instead of dollars, Amazon is giving developers the flexibility to sell in-app purchases for less than a dollar if they choose.
I fucking...
But how did you not have that option before? You know, a developer could say, okay, this costs 75 cents. You're like, here's my card information. Charge me 75 cents.
I see red, Matt. I see red.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
It's just like goddamn Microsoft points.
It is in a way.
I mean, I know it's probably a lot more flexible, but who the fuck needs Amazon coins?
When it comes to Amazon coins, like, you can at least go down to the cent.
Yeah.
Like, it goes down to the penny. So, like, you can use all your Amazon coins.
Just goddamn.
Whereas Microsoft points, you're always going to have... I have had, like, 35 Microsoft points just sitting in there for a good 4 years. Because every time I need something, it's usually an expansion or something. It's like 800 points. So I'll buy 800 points, spend the 800 points. I still got that 35 sitting there.
You're never going to use it.
Never going to use it. Well, it's mostly official. Yahoo is buying Tumblr.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because Yahoo owns Flickr, too.
Do they own Flickr?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're
interesting.
Buying Tumblr.
Oh.
So we're going to see if you can buy cool. Because
what?
Yahoo is
oh, if you
pretty,
can
pretty,
buy cool, got
pretty
it, got
dead.
It. Tumblr, you know what that means?
Pretty hip.
Tumblr actually might have stable servers then.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because Tumblr has some bad servers.
I would take the CEO, Marissa Mayer, yeah, of Yahoo.
Yeah.
I would take her out to a nice dinner.
Is she pretty?
Yeah.
Is she?
Look
is
at
there
her.
A picture of her?
Yeah, look at her right there.
Oh, she's good looking.
Yeah.
She's attractive.
Yeah, this is like the fourth story about Yahoo I've done since she's become the CEO, and I've been like,
yeah, I'd take her out.
You and I need to go to Bennigan's.
Maybe late night IHOP.
But, I mean, one cool thing she's doing with Yahoo is she's actually, like, making moves. Yeah.
Doing stuff.
Because Yahoo coasted for so long doing
yeah.
nothing.
They're like, we got Yahoo Mail. Everybody's got it.
Yeah.
Coast.
And yeah. And basically, and she's done things like buying Tumblr. I forget. Did they buy... I don't know if they bought Flickr after
They bought Flickr a while ago. They've owned Flickr for a while.
I know she bought something else, and I can't remember it. But I also know another thing is they allowed a lot of Yahoo employees to work at home, and she said they had actually come to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
She is
good. She's doing things, shaking things up. Maybe her and I could share some mozzarella sticks. I don't know.
Some bang bang shrimp.
An 18-year-old's invention can make your phone insta-charge.
Go on.
Isha Kher is one of the big winners from the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair.
Oh, that's a cool fair.
Yeah. And basically, she invented a supercapacitor that could someday be a phone battery that charges in just a couple seconds.
Would that would like...
That would change the world.
That would, but would that fuck the battery if it charged that fast?
Well, so far, the supercapacitor has only been tested to light up an LED, but it was able to do that wonderfully, and the prototype's new format holds potential to be scaled. It's also flexible and tiny, and should be able to handle 10,000 recharging cycles.
Intel better hire this chick.
More than a normal battery is by about factor of 10.
Damn. Yeah, Intel better hire that chick.
Yeah.
That sounds like some cool-ass technology.
There was also some other cool stuff. People who won... A 17-year-old Henry Lin created a model that simulates thousands of galaxies.
Ooh.
And 19-year-old, I know it, Bittestenu, won $75,000 for his AI model that could lead to a cheaper self-driving car.
Interesting. I so far know that Google's self-driving car is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what I've read. Interesting. Good for them. Good for them for being smart as hell.
And this story really doesn't mean much, but it reminded me of something. Zippo, a brand long associated with smokers and arsonists, has now decided to use its expertise in stainless steel to help those burdened with a giant Costanza wallet, Andy. Remember your giant-ass wallet?
It's better now.
Is it?
Yeah. I've cleaned it out.
Oh, wow. This wallet will be just under a half inch thick.
Yeah, I'm going to need a bigger wallet than that.
And its stainless steel housing will help block wireless signals if you're worried about ID theft. Because that happens a lot. Andy, let's see your wallet. I want to see what it looks like now. Oh, my God. That is
it
not
is
better.
Fine.
Here,
it is.
Here. I got my wallet, actually.
Okay.
Wham. That is such a big difference. Your wallet is like three of mine.
Here, we'll have to take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll
for
take a picture of that.
Here.
Like, how much shit do you, like, dude, what could you possibly keep in there? This is not the first time we've been through this, people.
All right, so I got my three big cards, my checking card and my two credit cards, all right?
Okay.
Those are my big ones. I got my Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card because that's all I use it for is gas and going to Hy-Vee. That's the only grocery store I go to, so I need that card.
Okay, yeah, I believe you.
My school ID.
All right. Oh, hoarder.
And then these are cards that I really, but I did clean them out after the last time we had this argument. Oh fuck! I have two reward zone cards in here.
See, I'm very similar, Andy. Like I get it. I got a credit card, a debit card, but the thing is, I don't keep two credit cards on me. I put one in my room.
One's my emergency one, though. That's why.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if I get this credit card stolen, like if I get my wallet stolen, my two credit cards aren't gone now. Just one of them.
True. And then, I mean, this little pullout I have, it's got my insurance card, my AAA.
And, like, your insurance, like, blood. Your auto insurance?
No, my auto insurance is in my car, like, my health insurance.
Yeah, I was going to say, just keep that in your car. But
and my ID.
And then I got my Baker's Plus card, right. Which is like your Hy-Vee, but I only use it for going to Baker's and
not,
getting gas.
Those have not changed since, like, the 90s.
No, yeah. And then I got a bank slip and then my insurance.
There's nothing.
See, I got like the same shit you do, but my wallet is a
you,
third
you
of the
know
size.
Why? It's because of my spare key.
Oh, that's right.
And it wouldn't be so bad if I didn't have that fucking chip.
Fold it up now.
All right, it's
yeah. So you've removed like one of my wallets by by the spare key.
And I really want to get one of those like under the wheel magnet things, but those scare the shit out of me.
I used to have mine, my old car. I used to have one taped with just like zip tie
under my
car. It worked, but
the magnet thing scares me. It could fall off at any time.
Do you carry cash on you?
Rarely.
Yeah, I was gonna say same here. I didn't know if you had maybe like
$20
in ones or something, and that was making your.
I rarely have cash on me.
Speaking of cash, I do have $20.
Yeah, I have a couple.
Pretty fucking rich, huh? Look at that. I am going to buy Marissa Mayer. Mozzarella sticks. She's a CEO of Yahoo, and I'm here like, no, don't worry.
I'm
carrying $20.
She pulls up in her limo.
Yeah. Hey, I pull up in my dented Chevy Impala. You ready? You ready to do this? Yeah, so what are we gonna do? Go out to a nice sushi restaurant or something? No.
Trust me, babe.
We're going to Old Country Buffet.
Trust me. All you can eat, man.
Golden Corral. Have you ever been to Old Country Buffet?
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
I think it closed. No, it's still open. I was thinking of the one that was on like 72nd and Dodge. That one closed.
Tom and I went there one time. And
why?
We didn't. I don't know.
Old Country Buffet is made for old people who can't taste food.
Yeah.
That's it is.
That's a good.
And my parents were like, Andy, like this was a month ago. They're like, we're going to Old Country Buffet. You want to come with? And I'm like, why are you guys even going there? Like, it's great. They all came back disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck would you go to Old Country Buffet?
Did you take the picture of our wallets?
Oh, fuck no.
I was just thinking about that. Look at that. That is fucking insane.
Go on. News article.
Yeah. Well. And we're going into news now, so we'll do that.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. It's just I've never known someone with a Costanza wallet before.
I don't know if I should be offended. On a random note,
it's just your wallet.
Saw a trailer for Anchorman 2.
I did too.
Nice. Shut your fat face.
Hewlett-Packard employees are at risk while they're at work at their Boise campus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's been geese attacks.
What?
They've even sent out a memo to their employees saying, beware of the goose.
What? Really?
Yeah, they've apparently been having run-ins with aggressive geese.
Holy shit, I know great. Dude, geese are like the bros of the animal world. They just want to fight all the time.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They're just aggressive animals.
Yeah, at my uncle's house, sometimes there's geese, and everyone's like, stay away from the geese. And the geese are all just like fucking across the fence going, what's up?
Yeah. Quack, motherfucker.
Geese don't quack.
They're like, meh.
Yeah.
They goose? They goose? What the fuck? What the fuck do geese do? They make some kind of sound.
Yeah, they make some sort of. It's got to be a different like onomatopoeia instead. Right. It's like I don't know what sound they make. Like so we'll call it a wah. But
quality programming right here.
Yeah, we just talked about our wallets and now we're sitting going wah quack. But yeah, they're always across the fence. Like, come on, cross the fence.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come into geese country.
I'm not coming to get you. You're coming to me. And they even almost do the arms with their wings, kind of, like the bro arms.
What's up, bro? What's up? What's up?
Geese are the bro of the animal world.
Okay, this story is like right out of a fucking cartoon. It's hilarious.
Sweet.
So this man, Michael Sherman, he's 25 of... Oh, fuck, this is a Florida story. Well, Andy.
Audible!
He was arrested Wednesday after investigators from the Indiana River County Sheriff's Office... Indian River County Sheriff's Office. I said right. Indiana. That wouldn't make sense in Florida. They showed up at a crime scene and noticed at least 40 coins similar to some that were reported missing leading straight to his home. He robbed his neighbor 40 coins from his neighbor's house to his house.
Did they just fall out? Is that how it happened?
Yeah, they just fell out and they followed it.
God.
They came back with a search warrant and started searching the home. He came home and apparently admitted to... Yeah, I stole them.
That sucks. Sucks for you. Be smarter. Who the fuck robs and then, like, leaves?
You know, I don't know.
Like, I'm going to rob this house. All right, I'm leaving. Leaving. All right, guys.
I don't know how you could rob your neighbor either. Cause then you got to keep seeing him.
I
guess maybe I have too much of a conscience, but.
No, true.
Because I'd be like.
This is Florida.
Why won't my neighbor look me in the eyes anymore? Where's my hedge tripper? Trippers, clippers.
That son of a bitch.
The European Union decided on a weird law.
Please, God, let it be funny.
It is kind of funny. Now, you know, Eurozone is having a big debt crisis. And
dude, everywhere is.
Yeah, you got to be kind of working on that. But they decided to come together to decide that January 1st, 2014, eateries will be banned from serving oil to diners in small glass jugs or dipping bowls. From now on, you will have to get your oil in packages that you can't reseal. It's to ensure sanity and make sure that customers are not getting an inferior product.
I'm speechless. I don't
so,
get
So,
I
like,
don't.
You know how you get, like, olive oil, and it's, like, in a little jug, and you kind of pour it?
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. They don't want you to do that. It's not hygienic.
How the fuck
it's does... It's not...
That is a random ass.
Yeah, it's not sanitary. But now you'll get this little plastic packaging that you pop open and then pour out your olive oil. And then when you're done, throw it away.
Yeah. All right, some more trash. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
More trash then. Fantastic. We have those at Panera now. We have, like, pop them, pour olive oil. It's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's actually really good olive oil, though. Mm. I enjoy it. It's yummy.
All right. Now we're going to go back to Florida.
All right.
Florida mom's arrested for ditching kids to go on a Mother's Day booze cruise.
I'm not surprised, actually.
Billie Jean Williams and Mary Joyce Dafferin, who are 27 and 28, respectively. There are their pictures. Were arrested in Ocala County and charged with child neglect.
They look like great mothers.
Yeah, Williams and Dafferin each have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and decided to celebrate the holiday at Gator Joe's Bar and Grill, which is a beachside restaurant. While their kids were playing, they decided to get on a booze cruise. They left for about an hour. A man named John approached the police and said he knew one of the women from high school and had seen them get onto the boat. Turns out the women had ditched the kids to go on the cruise, emphasis on the booze cruise, because they were apparently so smashed that they both fell in the water getting off the boat.
All right.
Williams started yelling at police when she was confronted and claimed she had only been gone for 10 minutes. She said she had left kids in the care of one of their godfathers. Turns out she was trying to pass John off as the godfather. And
I'm
sure John was standing there going, no, fuck no.
Nah, son.
Nope. They did spend the rest of their Mother's Day behind bars.
Good. Fucking shitty moms.
Oh, how much time we got left? Ooh, well, let's cut a story. Oh, Audible. God, they're both about the same. We'll cut that one. Florida secretly shortened yellow light times to bust more drivers with red light cameras.
God damn it. Those red light cameras, I fucking hate them.
See, there's a rule in Florida law that says the length of a yellow light needs to be based on a formula that considers either the road speed limit or a percentage of the average car speed. So, okay. Like, if the speed limit's 50, but people generally drive 55, then that's whichever's greater is what you take into the formula. Right. Well, in 2011, they kind of secretly removed the whichever's greater. So now you can...
That's actually really fucked up and kind of dangerous.
Yeah. So now yellow light times have been shortened, specifically at places with red light cameras. Which does bring a lot of money for the state, apparently. They, oh man, I had it. I had a number.
That
100 million.
That's still a goddamn dick move, dude. Like, I understand the use for them, but kind of bending the system to get more use out of them, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I understand the use for them, too. You're not supposed to run a red light, but if you're going to start making other lights shorter to try and catch more people, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not cool whatsoever. Not cool, bro.
Yeah. All right, and finally in What the Florida, a Florida road sign has been vandalized. They hacked in and changed the words.
Sweet. Those are always cool.
Guess what it says.
You know, it could just suck my dick.
No.
Oh.
Was that a demand?
No.
No, I will not.
I don't know. What is it?
Someone fucking help me, dude. He does this every fucking week. It's in Orlando. You drive by, it says smoke weed every day.
That'd be cool if they could get it to change, be like, hey, smoke weed every day.
Have you seen the remixes of Snoop Dogg's Smoke Weed Every Day?
No.
Oh, my God. I got to show you some.
Yeah, show me one. Are they pretty good?
Yes, they're great. Oh, my God. But... Not much to the story except
that's
that
just
now,
awesome.
Now if you drive by, it's smoke weed every day.
That's fun.
One person did claim in the comment section that his brother was the one that did that. And they asked about it, and he says, it was bad grammar because it says every day.
I guess it's pretty easy to hack those signs.
That's what I heard, too. And I remember I could have sworn it was like a teacher in high school or something. He's like, if you want to hack those signs, he's like, first of all, they normally have a padlock, which you just got to break. He's like, honestly, make it something harmless. And leave a padlock there, and you probably won't get in any trouble.
Yeah, like a new padlock for it?
Yeah, like a new padlock. Like, break the padlock, but, like, leave a padlock.
Oh, that'd be nice of them.
And then be like, yeah, I did this. Yes, zombies ahead.
Yeah. 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 You know who I bet knows how to do that, like, perfectly?
George.
Yeah.
I could have sworn he mentioned something one time.
Oh, I would not doubt it if George.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about, like, he can hook up a... keyboard or something, just something really simple. Really. Like, what if it was like that? Like a little
USB port you just plug it into?
In a USB port.
Done.
Listen to 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Oh, that'd be great. Now you can trace that back so easy. Yeah.
Hey, drivers, 69, lol. All right, so that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. Find us on 76thstreetnetwork.com, and we do stream on Twitch every now and then.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/3-8-combo.
You probably do it more than I.
Yeah, a little bit. So, for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.
Thank you.